Blog Talk Radio.
A mighty fortress is our God, a bulwark never fading. Our helper, he amid the flood of mortal ills prevailing. For still our ancient foe does seek to work us woe. His wrath and power are great, and armed with cruel hate. On earth is not his equal.
Good afternoon, dear saints, and welcome to another broadcast of Reformation News, where I, your brother and servant in the Lord, Radio Reformer, I'm in studio to present to you proposition number 59. And my dear brothers and sisters, let me give a shout out to Mr. J. Delano Ellis and the Joint College of African American Bishops, and let me have them call in. The number here, because we always allow Mr. Ellis to call. We're always encouraging Mr. Ellis to call the broadcast if he dare. The number here is 646-564-9730. Again, Mr. Ellis, and for any member of the Joint College of African American Bishops who would dare call the broadcast, the number here is 646-564-9730. Well, proposition number 59 is today. I will be presenting proposition number 60 tomorrow, July 31st. And my brothers and sisters, we are making headway. We are making headway. And soon enough, before, many days before October 31st, many days before October 31st, we will have all 95 theses in the bank. They'll all be done. And they will all be presented. So, proposition number 59 reads like this. The fostering of episcopal idolatry by the Joint College of African American Bishops proves that this institution drinks from the golden cup filled with the abominations and filthiness of Rome's fornication. Our scripture verses are 1 Kings 19:18, Job 31:26 through 27, Hosea chapter 13 verse 2, John chapter 3 verses 28 through 31, 2 Corinthians 11 verse 2, and Revelation chapter 17 verse 4. As you know, we've already covered the John text, the Corinthian text, and the Revelation text in our previous broadcast. The John text has to do with John the Baptist claiming, and rightly so, that he is not the groom, but rather the best man, and that the groom must increase, but the best man must decrease. In the 2 Corinthians text, the Apostle Paul states that he has espoused the church, the Corinthian church that is, to Christ, that he may present the Corinthian church to him as a chaste virgin. And the Revelation chapter 17 verse 4 text we covered, and that states the colors of the harlot church and how she has this golden cup in her hands filled with what? Filled with what? Abominations and filthiness of her fornication. So the John text and the Corinthian text affirm that those who serve the Lord as true ministers keep the church holy, chaste, and virgin, wanting to present her to the Lord Jesus Christ, the bridegroom, at his second coming. the Revelation 17 text talks about the wannabe church, the harlot church, the mother of harlots, if you will. Her colors are the same as those of Rome and as those of the Joint College of African American Bishops, which is purple and scarlet. My brothers and sisters, the Joint College of African American Bishops fosters Episcopal idolatry. What does that mean? Well, I wrote a whole book on it called Nehushtan Church Bishops. Nehushtan Church Bishops, in which I show that pretty much like the people in Hezekiah's day who took the brass and serpent that Moses made, they took it, they perverted its use, they burned incense to it and prayed to it, leaving King Hezekiah with no choice but to take it and destroy it, and he called it Nehushtan because the people of God began to erroneously worship it. Well, the Joint College of African American Bishops has done the same, not with the brass and serpent, but they've done the same with the bishopric. Jesus gave the church the bishopric, but men like J. Delano Ellis have perverted it, have corrupted it, and now have made it an object of worship. An object of worship. I'll read to you from his book. Mr. J. Delano Ellis states, on page 55 of his book called The Bishopric, a handbook on creating Episcopacy in the African American Church. He writes on page 55, and since it is with our hands that we impart blessings, we encourage our bishops and clergy alike to take special care to attend to this matter. In the case of bishops, we should remind that people venerate our office by kissing our Episcopal ring or our right hand. My brothers and sisters, Mr. J. Delano Ellis, sir, can you call, can you explain to us why you would say such a thing, that people venerate our office? To venerate is to worship. To venerate anything other than Christ is idolatry. But he writes, we would remind that people venerate our office by kissing our Episcopal ring or our right hand. They venerate our office. Idolize our office. They worship our office. That's what the word venerate means. In fact, let me look it up here. Venerate. Let's see what the word venerate means. To venerate. Let's see what the Oxford Thesaurus would say that venerate means. Venerate. To venerate means to reverence, to worship, to hallow, to hold sacred, to exalt, to adore, to honor, to respect, to esteem. To venerate means to worship. To worship, to revere, to worship, to hold sacred, to exalt. Aren't we supposed to debase ourselves? Aren't we supposed to exalt the Lord but debase ourselves? Then John the Baptist said, I must decrease that he might increase. No, you see, they're promoting Episcopal idolatry. Again, I will read to you from Mr. Ellis's book. Page 55, it says, in the case of bishops, we would remind that people venerate our office by kissing our Episcopal ring or our right hand. My brothers and sisters, that's idolatry. How do we know that that's idolatry? Because 1 Kings 19:18 states, God speaking to the prophet Elijah, God encouraging the prophet Elijah, he says to the prophet, I have 7,000 that have not bowed their knee nor kissed Baal. nor kiss Baal. But here is Mr. Ellis encouraging people to kiss a newly consecrated Episcopal Nehushtan. He's encouraging people to now worship this female bishop whom he consecrated. And he says, the way you salute her, the way you honor her is you, and he does it in the video, he bows and then he kisses her ring. Here it is. Because you may say, well, they may write that in the book, but they really don't say that. Well, here it is in a consecration service where there was, I would at least say, 1,000 in attendance.
Her ring, a symbol of government and collegiality with her fellow bishop. She is one among all of us. This is her ring, symbol of authority. And we respect her truthfully. You don't really grab a bishop and hug a bishop. Put it on. Get it on. Make you get it on. Okay. You respect the bishop by saluting her ring. Amen. That's your way of saying, I honor you. Yes. You don't just reach your hand.
No, by kissing the ring, you're saying, I worship you. That's how God took it. That's how God explained it in 1 Kings 19:18. You don't salute a bishop by kissing their ring. You're worshiping a bishop by saluting their ring. And again, he writes, Mr. J. Delano Ellis does, starting on page 55, leading into page 56, in the case of bishops, we would remind that people venerate our office. Venerate. Venerate. When you venerate, you kneel and you worship. That's venerate. People venerate our office by kissing our Episcopal ring or our right hand. Well, God did not look too kindly on people who kissed objects of worship, a la 1 Kings 19:18. Here it is again. Here is Mr. Ellis encouraging the veneration.
You don't really grab a bishop and hug a bishop. Put it on. Get it on. Make you get it on. Okay. You respect the bishop by saluting her ring. Amen. That's your way of saying, I honor you. Yes. You don't just reach your hand out to shake hands with a bishop. Yes. You let a bishop extend his or her hand first.
Yes. Teach, bishop.
Ah. Oh, I didn't know that. Just run up. How you be? Put your hand down and just speak.
Amen.
And, you know, gentlemen with class know when she extends her hand with that ring, we just simply salute her by kissing the ring. We ain't got to hug her and squeeze her and bang her into us. Don't do that. She's a bishop. Bishops that will. In a minute, you can come and salute her and go back to your seat.
Salute her and worship her by kissing her ring. I wrote about this in the book Nehushtan Church Bishops. I'd like you to turn to the book of Job. Let's go to the book of Job. Job, chapter 31. Verses 26 and 27. In these verses, Job is speaking. And he says, Job does, that he was never involved in pagan worship. What kind of pagan worship? Well, the pagan worship in which celestial bodies, such as the moon and the sun and the planets, were venerated. In the days of Job, people were already worshiping celestial bodies, such as the planets. Job says, I was never caught up in that nonsense. I was never caught up in that foolishness. I never threw kisses to the sun or the moon. Let me read to you. He says, if I beheld the sun when it shined or the moon walking in brightness, my heart had been secretly enticed or my mouth has kissed my hands. In other words, you kiss your hands like when you're blowing kisses at somebody. And these two verses have to do with the common practice which were prevalent in Job's day of throwing kisses to the planets. Now, the reason why you threw kisses to the planet was because there was no rocket ship. There was no means of getting near any of the planets. There's no means of getting near to the moon, no means of getting near to the sun, no means of getting near to Mars or Jupiter. So people would throw kisses. They would kiss their hands and go, mwah, to the planets. And Job says, I never did that, because kissing was a part of worship. He says, I never did that. I never did that. I'm not guilty of that. Now, here's another text. Let's go to the minor prophet, Hosea. Hosea, the minor prophet. And Hosea writes in the 13th chapter of his oracle. He writes concerning those who kiss the calves. And now they sin more and more and have made them molten images of their silver and idols according to their own understanding. All of it, the works of the craftsmen, they say of them, let the men sacrifice, kiss the calves. Kiss the calves. Well, when you walk up to these bishops, to these Nehushtans, and you kiss their ring, you are worshiping them. The Greek word for worship is proskuneo. Pros, the preposition, to draw near, and kuneo, to kiss. When we worship the Lord Jesus Christ, we draw near and we kiss him. The second psalm says, kiss the Son, let the Father be angry with you. It's a messianic psalm. We're to kiss Jesus. We're to worship Jesus. But here, Mr. J. Delano Ellis would have us participate in Episcopal idolatry, fostering sin among us. For it is an abomination to worship idols, any kind of idol, planetary idols, celestial body idols, idols made out of gold, idols made out of silver, idols, walking idols, talking idols, human idols. It is an abomination to kiss a bishop in the right hand. It is an abomination in the sight of God to venerate the hand of a bishop. It is an abomination to salute a bishop by allowing the bishop to extend their hand and us genuflecting and kissing that hand. It's an abomination. Read 1 Kings 19:18. Read Job 31:26 through 27. Read Hosea chapter 13, verse 2. It is an abomination. And when we participate in that kind of practice, we are indeed participating in idolatry. And the Bible calls idolatry an abomination. It certainly does. Now, here's another clip. And here is Mr. J. Delano Ellis at another consecration service. And what is he doing? Well, we hear what he has to say.
And the two young men on either side, they are his sons. These are his armor bearers. I give you the shepherd's staff in your left hand. In your left hand. The only thing you hold in your right hand is the word of God, but you keep your right hand free to bless. and free to greet the people, free to receive their respect and their adulation.
Did you hear that? He says, when you walk in your Episcopal vestments, when you're dressed as a bishop, and when you're coming down the aisle, dressed in those Roman Catholic clown suits, make sure that you hold your crozier or your shepherd's staff in your left hand, because you need to leave your right hand available. Your right hand to do what? Because it's with your right hand that you wave magically. You wave magically and you bless the people. Well, how asinine is that? There's no blessings in any man's hands. There's no blessings. But that's what this guy is teaching. Leave your right hand available so that you can wave at the crowd and bless them. But also leave your right hand available so that the people can show respect and their adulation. Did you catch that? Let's play that again. I want you to focus on the little word adulation.
Left hand. In your left hand. The only thing you hold in your right hand is the word of God, but you keep your right hand free to bless and free to greet the people, free to receive their respect and their adulation. God, the only thing you hold in your right hand is the word of God, but you keep your right hand free to bless and free to greet the people, free to receive their respect and their adulation. God, these are his armor bearers. I give you the shepherd's staff in your left hand. In your left hand. The only thing you hold in your right hand is the word of God, but you keep your right hand free to bless and free to greet the people, free to receive their respect and their adulation.
Now, he's encouraging idolatry. Because the word adulation, let me read it to you from the Oxford Thesaurus. What does adulation mean? It means worship. It means hero worship. So now we're supposed to hero worship this man? Hero worship. In addition to hero worship, the Oxford Thesaurus says that adulation is idolization, adoration, admiration, veneration, glorification. Think about it. All of these words are in the same family. What is adulation? It is hero worship. So Mr. J. Delano Ellis says to this newly ordained bishop, keep your right hand free. Why keep? Because it's in your right hand that you wear your ring, your Episcopal ring. The way people, according to what he said to the other bishop he ordained, you as a bishop learn to extend your hand so that you extend your right hand where your ring is on, and this way people can come and bow before you and kiss that ring, because that's how they show their respect towards you. That's how they venerate you. He used the word veneration in his book. And don't come and hug a bishop. Don't come and kiss a bishop. Kiss them on the neck or no. You don't kiss a bishop or hug a bishop the way you normally do, brothers and sisters in Christ. No. They're an elite group. Now you wait for the bishop to extend their right hand, and that hand has the ring. Now remember, when the bishop extends his or her hand, you are to bow and kiss that ring. My brothers and sisters, that's Old Testament paganism. That's Old Testament idolatry. In fact, that was tried on Peter. Peter wouldn't have it. You know, Mr. J. Delano Ellis claims to be a successor, and the members of the Joint College of Bishops claim to be successors of the apostles. They claim to be successors of the apostles. But isn't it amazing that the apostles would not allow anyone to do what J. Delano Ellis is encouraging that bishops do? Don't, J. Delano Ellis says to the bishops, don't let nobody hug you. You maintain your distance. You maintain your rank. You teach them that when you extend your hand, they are to bow and kiss it. That's what J. Delano Ellis is promoting. He's got it in the book, and he does it in all of these consecration services, and you just heard him say, let them show you their adulation. Well, adulation is hero worship. Idolization is to take a human being and turn them into an idol. It's adoration. It's admiration. It's veneration. It's glorification. Here it is again.
It's the word of God, but you keep your right hand free to bless and free to greet the people, free to receive their respect and their adulation. God bless you.
No, God is not going to bless them. God's not going to bless. God is not going to bless. God is not going to bless paganism. I wrote a whole book on it. Nehushtan Church Bishops. Go to our website, www.paganbishops.com. Now, let me read to you from the book of Acts. The Acts of the Apostles. And if you claim to be successors of the apostles, you should be performing the same acts, don't you think? Mr. Ellis, you can call us here at 646-564-9730. 646-564-9730. Mr. Ellis, we would like to hear, we'd like to have comment from you on this matter, Mr. Ellis. Reading out of the book of Acts, chapter 10. Starting at verse 24, on the morrow after they were come into Caesarea, and Cornelius, now who is Cornelius, you ask? Cornelius is a Roman centurion. Cornelius is a former pagan. Cornelius is a former man worshiper, idol worshiper. Cornelius, yes, a Roman. Where does Mr. Ellis get all of this junk about bowing and kissing people? Where does he get this? From the Roman Catholic Church, from paganism. Mr. Cornelius here, Cornelius the centurion, who was a former pagan. He became a proselyte. It says, on the morrow, after they were entered into Caesarea, and Cornelius waited for them and had called together his kingmen and his near friends. As Peter was coming into his house, Cornelius met him and fell down at his feet and worshipped him, venerated him, gave him adulation. But Peter took him up, saying, stand up. Don't do that. Stand up, Cornelius. Stand up. Why stand up? Because God doesn't like it. God doesn't like it when we venerate men. God doesn't like it when we worship men. God does not like it when we give adulation to men. He's a jealous God. Peter took him up, saying, stand up. I myself also am a man. In other words, I'm not a God. I'm not like the Caesars who live in Rome, like the emperors of Rome who claim to be divine. No, I'm just a man. The one you ought to be bowing before, the one you ought to be kissing, is Jesus and no one else. So you see, my brothers and sisters, that great cup that Rome has, that great cup that Rome has in her hands, by Rome, I mean the harlot church of Revelation 17, that golden chalice that is filled with abominations. Well, what is one of the abominations? One of the abominations is idolatry. Haven't you heard the phrase in the book of Daniel? Haven't you heard the phrase that Jesus made mention of in the Gospel of Matthew? The abomination of desolation. What is the abomination of desolation? Idolatry. End time idolatry. The abomination of desolation. The kind of idolatry, the kind of abomination that would clear out God's house, because those who would see it knew that God's wrath would be poured on upon the idolaters. My brothers and sisters, steer clear of Mr. J. Delano Ellis. What does he do? He fosters Episcopal idolatry. By fostering Episcopal idolatry, he and the Joint College of African American Bishops cause people to drink from the golden cup filled with what? Abominations of all kinds and filthiness of all kinds, because the harlot church Rome is renowned for her fornications. My brothers and sisters, that'll do it for today. I will be back tomorrow with proposition number 60. God bless you. Remain faithful in the Lord. And don't forget to earnestly contend for the faith against those who would promote the Roman Catholic invasion of the African American church. God bless you.